You know that feeling when you're standing in the grocery aisle staring at a wall of plastic-wrapped chicken and gray-looking ground beef? For years, that was my routine. I'd grab whatever looked fine enough, toss it in the cart, and then spend the rest of the week trying to season the life back into it because it was just bland. But then I tried Omaha Steaks, and it completely flipped my script on quality. The first time I pulled a vacuum-sealed steak from my freezer, I realized I'd been settling for store grade when I could have had steakhouse grade. It's the ultimate convenience. I don't deal with the what's-for-dinner panic anymore because I have a custom plan delivered right to my door on my schedule. No more food waste from forgotten fridge meat, just high-quality proteins ready to go. Plus, it's a risk-free move. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Should have Tom Watson here in a little bit as we hit the final hour. Mac, can you believe it? Final hour. Fast Friday morning. What a time to be alive.
Friday.
73 degrees.
Come on.
Friday.
Smash. Hello, America.
Zero bubbles, zero troubles.
I know
Shout
that
out
I'm
to
hard.
The Surfsides.
New flavors, bro. They're gas.
Okay. And the flavors were like blackberry.
Yeah, blackberry half and half. Mango half and half. Yeah, there was another one that was really good, too. They're awesome.
You know that feeling when you're standing in the grocery aisle staring at a wall of plastic-wrapped chicken and gray-looking ground beef? For years, that was my routine. I'd grab whatever looked fine enough, toss it in the cart, and then spend the rest of the week trying to season the life back into it because it was just bland. But then I tried Omaha Steaks, and it completely flipped my script on quality. The first time I pulled a vacuum-sealed steak from my freezer, I realized I'd been settling for store grade when I could have had steakhouse grade. It's the ultimate convenience. I don't deal with the what's-for-dinner panic anymore because I have a custom plan delivered right to my door on my schedule. No more food waste from forgotten fridge meat, just high-quality proteins ready to go. Plus, it's a risk-free move. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
SpringFest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with StayGreen Premium 2 Cubic Foot Mulch. 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Green box.
Green box.
Yeah, so you can tell. But the woman at my liquor store, I went to with the normal Surfside, went to check out. She's like, wait, let me show you something. I thought of you when these came in. I was like, you know, I'm going to take that as a compliment. I'm the Surfside guy. But she's like, wait, these new ones came in. She's like, so I thought of you. And I was like, all right.
Hell yeah. Hot, 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 hot. That's not Anthony Richardson. That's Cody Tapp. Should be a fun day to enjoy. Again, at Dusty Likens or Mac Morey on Twitter. Send us what you're doing. We've already got pictures of people at the golf course today, which I am insanely jealous of because today seems like the most perfect day to golf. Doesn't look like there's a lot of wind. A little breezy. Might help you on those long par threes. Get that wind behind your back. Tee it up a little higher. Put it up there and let it fall down on that green. You never know. But it is that time of the day where we are joined by one of my favorite athletes to ever come out of Kansas City. Tom Watson joins us now. Tom, how are you on this wonderful Friday, sir?
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah. So when you think of Kansas City and you think of golf, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
The first thing comes to mind is, well, you know, really the first thing that comes to mind are the memories I had growing up playing the game of golf around Kansas City. The junior programs that I participated in, playing golf with my father and his friend, Stan Thirst, the pro, who was my great friend and mentor. You know, the various golf professionals who I was lucky enough to play with and learn from and hear their stories about the PGA Tour who inspired me to become a professional golfer on the PGA Tour.
When did you know in your youth that, you know, maybe the 9-iron was going to be the club that was going to take you to seven, maybe like a baseball bat or a football? Like, you knew that you were.
Yeah, it was a 7-iron, not the 9-iron. 7-iron is my favorite club. I tell that to, I always ask kids when I see them, I said, what's your favorite club? And they asked me what was mine. I said, it's a little 7-iron. It still is. I still love the 7. No, though, what inspired me was and frankly, you get back to the times I played with Arnold Palmer when I was 15 and Jack Nicklaus when I was 16. And that was a result of winning the Kansas City men's match play when I was 14. They thought it'd be kind of cute for a 15-year-old kid to play with Arnold Palmer in an exhibition and a 16-year-old kid to play with Jack Nicklaus. And with playing with those two icons, it gave me the dream of becoming a professional golfer.
Yeah, it's funny you say the 7-iron, Tom. So this is a story that not a lot of people, but some people on the station here in Kansas City on 96.5 The Fan, we're talking to Tom Watson. 7-iron is my favorite club, Tom. This happened to me last Thursday, so a week ago from yesterday. I'm in the fairway on hole one. I'm playing a course called Stone Canyon in Blue Springs or Independence, depending on where you look at it. And hole one, 3-wood, fairway left side, sitting in nice grass. I swing my 7-iron, and on contact, the shaft breaks, and the club head falls forward. And, of course, everybody says I snapped over my knee. I did not, and a steel shaft literally snapped in mid-swing. I'd never seen it before. People that I've talked to, they're golf professionals. So I have no 7-iron in my bag right now, and I'm very, very heartbroken because it is my favorite club as well.
You're not telling the full story. I remember my 3-iron. I had a metal shaft in the 3-iron when I was a kid. And, when I got to the third hole at the club there I was playing, I swung the 3-iron shaft and it snapped.
Oh.
But what I didn't tell my dad was that 3-iron was in a tree at one point. And I had to kind of throw things at it to finally get it out of the tree. Now, you're not telling the full story now.
Tom, I wouldn't lie to you, man. I've been dying to talk to you my whole life, Tom.
The full story. Come on.
No, I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious, Tom. I had a chrome softball in the fairway, and I hit it, and it felt like I popped a champagne bottle.
All right, that's your story, and you're sticking to it.
I get it.
That's
right.
Tom, you're serving as the official ambassador for the Advent Health Championship. It's taking place at the Blue Hills Country Club, August 17th through the 23rd. Talk to me a little bit about that PGA event and what made you want to be the ambassador.
Well, I've gone out to see the tournament the last few years, and when they came to me and asked me to be an ambassador, I said, this is kind of completes the process of what I hope for Kansas City. When I started as a professional on the PGA Tour, I wanted to give back to Kansas City through golf. And I started with a Clubs for Kids program, which was a one-day event, giving each kid that came out a club and a golf lesson. We had 70 PGA professionals out there at Swope Park, giving a lesson with the new club that the kid got. And then we started a program at over at Swope Park at Blue Valley, and it kind of evolved into the first tee of Kansas City, thanks to Al Hoffman, his vision for that. And then recently, Watson Links has come into play, where I created a program to have a mentor play with a kid for 9 holes for free. And we've expanded that into over 51 markets around the country now to help kids in Kansas, in all over the country. But Kansas City is where I wanted to focus. And Advent Health has been a tremendous sponsor for continuing the legacy of the PGA Tour in Kansas City. This is the number one event, PGA Tour, Corn Ferry event in Kansas City. It is it's stationed right now. They changed the timing of the tournament, where it's the last tournament on the Corn Ferry schedule before the playoffs. And talk about pressure. These young men come here, and I say young men because they hit the ball longer than the guys in the PGA Tour. It's just amazing. But these young men come, and now their year is on the line. So the pressure is really on, because first of all, they have to make the 156-man field for the next tournament, the first playoff event. And there are a few at the bottom of the list there that are really choking. They've got to play well at the Advent Health to make it. Then there are the other players who are trying to make it into the final playoff event, which is only 60 players. They've got to get up the list to be in the top 60 so they can play in that final event. So and that's where the pressure really ends up coming down on the players. Only 20 of those 60 players get on the PGA Tour for next year. All the rest of them, they have to reinvent themselves and try to make it again on the Corn Ferry Tour the following year. So it's this event is really important for almost all the players to play well in. And so, plus it's on the Golf Channel this year. Mm. It's going to have national coverage. Golf Channel is, everybody knows that's the go-to place where people go watch golf. And it's going to showcase Advent Health's tournament in Kansas City.
Such a great event that you're part of, Tom, because you get to see maybe potentially kids get their PGA Tour card. I'd love to know the story of when you got yours, because I remember going back to, I think it was last year, that 21-year-old kid from Florida State, Luke Clanton, when he got his. It was like a special moment and all that sort of stuff that went around it. What's that like to see that happen for these young kids, get their PGA Tour card? And then what's your story of when you got yours?
Well, there's a couple ways to get the tour card. Now they, the top five in the college rankings get on the PGA Tour. They have a direct line on it. Mm-hmm. The 20 players from the Corn Ferry Tour who have the lowest scores in this last final playoff tournament, they get into it. The way I got in it was it was basically one and done. I had to qualify regionally, which I did up in Quincy, Illinois. They took 25 players from that tournament, and they had three locations. They had 75 players show up in Florida for the final qualifying tournament, six rounds of the PGA National course there. They had to play, and I finished fifth in that and got my PGA Tour card, which only allowed me to play on the PGA Tour. It didn't allow me to get in any tournament. I had to qualify on Mondays for each tournament if I didn't make the cut. Now, for those people in the audience there, the cut is 36 holes. After 36 holes, if you're not in the top 70 and ties, on the Corn Ferry Tour is the top 65 and ties. If you're not in the top 70 and ties when I came out, you'd have to go to the next tournament site and get there on Sunday, qualify on Monday to try to get into that tournament. We were called the rabbits. We're chasing the lettuce out there. But if you made the cut, you're automatically in the next tournament. So the Friday round was under a lot of pressure. And I think that really helped me develop a way of dealing with the pressure, because every tournament had that pressure. They don't have that pressure today on the PGA Tour, because it is an all-exempt tour. You're in every tournament, or most every tournament, and it's going to change, but you're in most every tournament, so you don't have to worry about the 36-hole cut. So I know I'm long-winded about this, but that pressure is there for these players at the Advent Health in the last tournament of the year. They have that kind of pressure, that 36-hole cut pressure. They've got to perform, or they've got another year chasing the lettuce on the Corn Ferry Tour.
Love that term. Tom, you've called me a liar, which is totally fine. My life is complete. We have another kid here who plays golf quite a bit. He is an 8 handicap, and he thinks that if he played Augusta National from the professional tees, he could shoot under 100. Yes or no?
Sure he could.
Okay.
That's right. They're not, playing at Augusta National, my friend Jack Nicklaus was on television here 2 or 3 years ago. And boy, and he just hit the nail on the head. He said,
when you play Augusta, all you have to do is hit six shots. You have to deal with six shots on the golf course.
And those shots are the tee shot at number two, you can't hook it. The second shot at 11, the water on the left. The shot at 12, the difficult par 3 over Rae's Creek there with the water. You've lost more tournaments. You saw that when Tiger won his tournament here 4 or 5 years ago. All four leaders hit the ball in the water at number 12. Then 13, you've got the water off the tee and the second shot. And then finally, the final sixth shot you have to play, you have to hit the ball over the pond in front of the 15th green. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that is really hard to do.
Tom, you're a KC legend. You're dear to my heart, man. I appreciate you coming on the time and talking on the show. We appreciate you and keep doing great things, especially the Advent Health Tournament and watching these guys from August 17th to the 23rd at Blue Hills Country Club. Brother, we appreciate the time. Be easy, take care, and stay safe out there, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
All right. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Watson, yes!
I mean, the Jack Nicklaus impersonation. We're playing it when we come back. It's the best thing of the week. I'm spent. I'm done. You guys come in here. You can do the rest of the show. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Maine's fight song, Mitch Holtis told us all about.
Yep.
And sing.
Because Mitch started singing. So here's what we've done today. I'm going to break down the show the best way I can.
Good luck.
6 o'clock to 7 o'clock, I was the worst sports radio host in the city.
It was hilarious.
Not even close. I mean, horrible.
At my expense, leading me astray on movies?
Yep. Yeah. Getting actors wrong in movies, getting bands wrong in stories, not knowing that Xavier Worthy ran a 4.21, not a 4.26. That was hour one.
That's great.
That was hour one. Hour two, Mitch Holtis started singing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Mitch was singing.
Yeah, I got to pull that.
For sure. I mean, this is where this show goes when dad's not here, right? When the kids have control of the house, it's like the beginning of Mrs. Doubtfire where there's goats eating cakes and there's people jumping on beds. It's just completely lost. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, we're joined by golf legend Tom Watson. Not only does he call me a liar, saying I'm not telling the truth,
yeah.
Hand of the Lord above, I am. Dusty Likens, in my life and sport, my two most memorable moments in my sports career doing radio on the air, getting roasted by Denny Matthews and getting called a liar by Tom Watson.
Yeah, has to
insane.
Be.
Insane.
Has to be.
And then you get him doing impersonations.
When you play Augusta, all you have to do is hit three or six shots. You have to deal with six shots on the golf course.
And he just pulled that out of the holster.
My friend Jack Nicklaus once said, well, when you're on the...
When you play Augusta, all you have to do is hit three or six shots. You have to deal with six shots on the golf course.
That's awesome.
I mean, hello, America.
Let's go.
Hello, America.
Coming up in about 25 minutes, we'll do our Richard of the Week. You might blame me to be the Richard of the Week here because of how bad I've been today, but also because I've given Drew all the fuel in the world. We have another kid here who plays golf quite a bit. He is an 8 handicap, and he thinks that if he played Augusta National from the professional tees, he could shoot under 100. Yes or no?
8 hand? Yeah, sure he could.
Okay.
That's right.
Alex Gold is rolling in his Canadian bed right now. That's just Tom's just not being serious. He's being nice. No, he's not. He called me a liar, Alex. Not only that, he's...
When you play Augusta, all you have to do is hit three or six shots. You have to deal with six shots on the golf course.
Did you have on your bingo card that you get an impersonation from Tom Watson or an impersonation from Cody Tapp?
Hut, 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 hut.
My word. What a day. Call it a day. Farmer Mike, you ain't wrong. I need a cigarette. Somebody says, that's all day, every day, Dusty. Damn it. You know what? I'm sure a lot of you have had a tough week this week. I am opening the text line for the next 40 minutes. Roast it. Roast away. I deserve it today for being terrible at 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
Raise a stein for dear old Maine.
I love it,
Mitch. Sing till the rafters ring.
I mean, like, that's our day today.
When you play Augusta, all you have to do is hit three or six shots. You have to deal with six shots on the golf course.
Unreal. 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 Speaking of Mitch Holtis, we asked him earlier about the, because by the way, if you didn't know this, or you probably already knew this, Beakley is still doing the T-Rex in the bullpen.
Oh, it really, that's still happening today.
And I got this exact quote. Okay. Hey, what did I tell you and Bob does? He's got his short arms. He's short arms. Because I was asking them out there. They were showing the linebacker that got the 43.5-inch vertical.
Oh, man. Yeah, Sonny
and
Styles.
I was like, Sonny Styles does that. Like, what does that prove his worth-wise as a linebacker to jump that high? And Binkley immediately goes, hey, his arms aren't short. I told you about Bane's arms, Dutch, man. You and Bob, I told you about his arms. But I'm like, answer the question. They're like, what's it have to do? He's like, yeah, I don't know. You see that picture of Mahomes in high school with the two kids around his arm? I was like, yeah, do that. Yeah. But again, like the vertical. Like, is that because a linebacker can get up there and swap balls down?
Yeah.
You don't see that from that position, really.
Off ball linebacker, he's going to be in coverage, go up and challenge someone as a wide receiver.
So yeah. 43.5-inch vertical is a super big green flag for a linebacker, but having an arm length of just an inch and a half too short is super red flag.
To be fair.
Okay. Because that's a make it make sense thing for me.
To be fair. It's 2.5 inches. But yeah, no, okay. You're right. that's it. You're not wrong. We get enamored with the craziest things. You see Kyle Hamilton on Sonny Styles? He totally frame-mogged me. It's a new term now being used.
Frame-mogged me?
Frame-mogged.
I'm not familiar.
Yeah, dude, I don't know how to explain it.
Okay.
I don't know. It'd be like if... I'm trying to think here.
Somebody says, Dusty does radio like I diet. Terrible, and everyone around him knows it. Damn, Lance. That's a cut right there. That's what you get when you ask to get roasted. Kiss my ass.
Fantastic. Oh. Like, Gold will be frame-mogging Binkley today on the stream. You'll be watching them on the stream together. Gold will be frame-mogging Binkley.
Ah. Oh.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, Kyle Hamilton said that to Sonny Styles because he was Sonny Styles 6'5", Kyle Hamilton 6'4". Sonny Styles, 245. Kyle Hamilton, 220. Sonny Styles ran a 447. Kyle Hamilton, a 459. And he has a 4.5-inch better vertical. And that's a linebacker versus a safety.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Can I ask you a question about our wide receiver rumor?
Yeah.
Maybe this is dumb. Would you send Trent McDuffie to Jacksonville for Brian Thomas Jr.?
Mm.
Great rookie year.
Yeah.
Really terrible bad. Sophomore
terrible
season.
Terrible sophomore slump.
Biggest fantasy bust probably of 2025.
Oh, yeah. Easily of last season.
Would you?
I'd think about it. It would make me
pause.
You
need receivers.
Yeah, I know.
You need proven receivers.
And he's on a rookie deal. That's
and
what's
he,
nice.
And with Mahomes, not Trevor Lawrence, and he looked really good with Trevor Lawrence when Trevor Lawrence was only there for half a season.
That's the thing. And like, last year, the offense was better, and he
and
wasn't.
Liam Cohen.
Yeah, and he wasn't good. Like, that's what gives me the pause. It's like, okay, is he rookie Brian Thomas, or is he the guy last year who Parker Washington looked better than him? Jacoby Myers looked better than him. That gives me pause. But, yeah, I would think about it. Yeah, guy in a rookie deal makes it worthwhile.
Ugh.
And if we're really going to talk up Chatty O'Shea the way we've been, that would be leaning into that, right? Ooh, this is a guy who showed his skills, showed his flashes, and now with the right coach and Chatty, you're going to give him that opportunity to let him blossom and let him shine. Yeah, I don't hate it. I think I need more.
Okay.
I think I need more.
Would you rather have A.J. Brown?
Mm-hmm.
Mike Evans?
No, I'll go Brian Thomas because of the youth.
Okay.
The there's a chance Brian Thomas could be here in 5 years. No chance for Mike Evans.
Mm.
A.J. Brown, small chance, right? Probably not.
Would you need a pick with Brian Thomas Jr.?
I think that's what I'm thinking, and I don't know if that's fair. But I might need that. But Jacksonville's like, yeah, dude, but we got to pay Trent McDuffie, so I'm not giving you a pick.
Yeah.
But that's an interesting conversation. Yeah. He's a perfect chief, right? He's the archetype chief. First round, second round pick, great talent. Mm-hmm. Hasn't shown it recently, right? Had some issues.
Somebody says, Brown, yes. Evans, no. So they're with you, Mac. Dusty's first hour performance was worse than Bink's Josh Simmons reaction. This comes from Josh Rob Simmons on the text line. The Dust Man is washed.
Washed.
Yes.
He's washed, Rob.
This comes from Keith. Do something nice for all the next week and take off the entire week, Dusty. Thank you, Keith. I really hope this is Miss Creech. I really hope this is her, my history teacher in high school. Dusty, I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. Miss Creech.
I hope it is.
I really hope that's you, Miss Creech. If it's not, you're a hell of a texter from the text line,
yeah,
knowing
seriously.
That deep cut. But do better is always brutal. So yeah, feel free to go ahead and just roast me the entire day for how bad I've been today. Mitch Holtis, who joined us earlier, had this to say about why Jeremiah Love has so many comps to other running backs and what he could do in an offense in the NFL.
What I like is his versatility and his ability to be a factor in the passing game. And that's what the NFL has become is in with this new era, at least for a while, until it all adjusts back. But this isn't the 2019 Chiefs anymore. This is people playing two deep safety at 40% rates, and we're going to – ball's coming out fast. We'll run bubble tunnel screens. We'll also have designed kind of tricky plays to the running back, which are disguised screens. The Broncos did a really good job running these. Somebody else did a great job. Actually, the Patriots did. But with Love's case, he can be an all-purpose guy. He's not just, hey, I'm going to run inside the tackles and be King Henry here. He's got the ability to be a pass receiver and an all-purpose guy. And that's where I think that he just immediately affects your offensive iPad, because it's not just your run plays, it's your pass plays.
Sounds a lot like a Saquon type of running back. Sounds like a lot like what he could do in an offense that the Chiefs desperately need somebody to do. And again, we asked him, we asked Nate Taylor about everything when it comes to, you know, is everything what he's saying around the league? And we asked Nate Taylor about Jeremiah Love as well, and this was Nate Taylor's response.
Man, here's the secret that I don't think is really a secret anymore. That dude is A, talented. He's incredibly intriguing, and I haven't met a soul here in Indianapolis that's like, I don't really buy into the whole Jordan Love hype or Jeremiah Love hype.
Yeah.
Nah, man. Everybody loves that dude. Like, his dynamic ability, his playmaking, you know, there's a reason, and I even wrote this today on ESPN.com, there's a reason why they say, we got to get more explosive in the running game. Well, there's really only one draft prospect who could offer, you know, true elite level of explosiveness out of the backfield, and that's Jeremiah Love.
So there you go.
Yeah, he's not going to be there.
So
he's not going to be there.
So I have a question for you. Is no red flags, all green flags, essentially a red flag? Like, if there's nothing bad to say about this guy and everyone's saying the same thing and nobody has anything remotely close to, well, his thighs could be bigger, right? Is that more of like, all right, if everybody's in love, I'm staying away? Like, if you're at the buffet and everybody's getting chicken,
yeah,
and nobody's touched the steak, are you like, well, everybody's getting the chicken, it must be good? Or are you like, you know what? Nobody's gotten the steak yet. I'm going to try it.
Yeah, I'm getting both. Buffet. No, I think that's falling into what we were talking, the galaxy brain. That's falling into the overthinking trap. Oh, well, everyone's saying like, no, like, come on. Like, we know he's good. Like, everyone's saying he's good. Let's not overthink this. That means he's good. Sometimes we can spot this. And with running back, I feel like this isn't the quarterback position, right? Like, this is a running back. He breaks tackles. He's awesome. He catches passes. He looks like a beast on the field. Sometimes the eye test is enough. Sometimes we just know. That might be the case with Jeremiah Love. Because where's the guy? And I guess I'd answer the question with a question. Who is the green flag, red flag guy? Who's the guy who was all green flags and ended up being like, well, we missed it?
Yes. That's good.
Because I don't know if he exists. He probably does somewhere. But more often than
someone would try to convince you that Clyde Edwards-Helaire was that guy.
That's fine.
Because he could catch, he could run. He was on that team that had the best offense. And then he got to the league and you're like, see, there was somebody on that team that wasn't going to be great.
But even him, you could come out and be like, he's small.
True.
You'd be like, he's small, he's 5'9", whatever.
Can he block?
Yeah, can he block? Is he going to be able
to? I didn't hear any of that with Jeremiah Love.
No, nothing.
None of it.
He's 215. He's big. He's fast.
The model citizen of what you want to hear at that position of like,
exactly.
Because here's what I don't understand. And again, I've been terrible today, so feel free. The roasts are still coming in. Somebody says from the 6-2-0 start bench cut, Dustman during the first hour, Peterson's availability, Juwan Taylor. Very well done. We're here all day. We got skin as thick as steel, just not my 7-iron, which Tom Watson also roasted.
You're a
liar, I got
roasted
by Tom Watson.
You're a
liar.
You're a liar.
I'm not. Less amount of cock on it as possible, right?
There's that too.
I say clock. So now Mac is in on the trolling game. So feel free, 913-586-7965.
Got to get in on it.
For sure. But you look at maybe that, for me, when you give me a name, it's not Cam Jordan, but the DN that Washington took.
Oh, great one.
Chase Young.
Great one.
Jadeveon Clowney.
Jadeveon Clowney did have the, I will.
Because we saw the hit.
Yeah.
Right? Against Michigan.
The red flags were there with Jadeveon, though, because it was like, does he like football? That was the whole question with Jadeveon. That's why it was like, does he like football?
Chase Young, though.
There was not. That's the answer. Can't miss.
Everything works out.
It was incredible.
Arm size?
Everything.
Everything was there.
Measurements, personality, interviews, the tape.
What'd he go? Top four?
Had to have.
Top three? One overall?
Now you could be like, well, injuries derailed him, but like, okay, but like still.
Because I mean,
I don't even know if that's the case, though.
That to me was the name that came to my mind.
I think that's a great answer.
Because somebody said Trent Richardson.
Good answer, too.
Yeah.
Good answer, too. Yeah, 2020. Let me see.
Top three pick, number two overall.
If I could Google second, yep. Second overall, 2020.
That was Burrow's year?
And now he's been, yeah, I believe that would have been.
Burrow, yeah. Clowney? Yeah. Or Burrow and Chase Young?
Would Burrow have been 2021, though?
Yeah, he was 2021.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Year after COVID.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. He was a absolute can't miss. Ryan Leaf was the no red flag guy. That's fair.
That's a good one. Todd Blackledge?
I don't know. I'm not ramped up on the 1984 draft research there.
Can I roast somebody who tried to roast me?
Yes, please.
Somebody says, Dusty, your first hour is almost as bad as Blaine Gabbert's the next Tom Brady take on this show a few years back. It was not Blaine Gabbert, it was Blake Bortles. You're going to come with the king. Don't miss. Do better. But still feel free if you want to have some fun, because it is a Friday. We're supposed to have some fun. Dusty was so bad this morning, I'd rather listen to Cody sing. That's tough.
Oh, wow. Come on. Because he's
J-A-C. Start bench cut. Dustman in the first hour. Orlovsky running on the back of the end zone. MJ Melendez in 2025. Ooh, my goodness.
BBL stinky.
Wow. That's a dagger, dude, to the ego. Jeez. My ego is as deflated as a balloon that was at a party 2 weeks ago, and it's now in the corner of your room, and all you can do is smell that balloon.
No, we had a fun first hour.
Somebody says Josh Chosen Rosen. Were there red flags, though? I don't really remember Rosen's. Like, I remember Arizona took him, and he was out of UCLA.
UCLA.
Because that's the Darnold draft, right? No. Darnold drafts like Lamar, Josh Allen, Darnold, all those guys. But I am interested to go back to the Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
Because that seems like a guy that they're ready to give up.
Yeah.
And if they want to get better defensively, I think McDuffie's that guy that maybe you shop that.
Yeah.
Because what we heard from Brett Veach earlier this week at the Combine sounded like, again, we don't know what everybody's doing. It's all, you know, spooky season, whatever you want to call that. It's, you know, it's one of those things where you look at it and you tell yourself, you're like, okay, well, we're not going to get rid of him if we don't get what we want from him. But if you can get a guy with A, control, B, talent, and C, ready to move on, it sounds like, maybe, then maybe that's your avenue of where you go with Trent McDuffie. Now, you lose a very big piece on your defense, which is secondary, but Mitch Holtis had also said in our interview, he had talked about, you know, people that had gone like in the ninth overall pick, and we asked Mitch, you know, like what he would do if he was a GM at nine.
What you want at nine, what that player should be is a day one, snap one, I can help win the game the opening week of the season, and then become a Pro Bowler within 2 to 3 years. It's the Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith. But if you take it at nine, that's what you want. Is that a corner? Could be a safety if it's a guy like Downs. It could be Bain. It could be Bailey. Who's going to drop to you there? So any of those guys, they've got to be a Pro Bowler, minimum, if you're picking at nine.
So do you believe that Reuben Bain is that Pro Bowler, or do you believe that Jeremiah Love is that Pro Bowler?
Yeah, if we're talking better chances, like I think Jeremiah Love's got the higher floor. Like I do. I think there's a bigger chance Reuben Bain's a bust.
Yeah. Because I just look at this and I'm like, I'm telling myself, like, there are so many needs on this team, and I understand that free agency is where it's at. I think that what we did is, what you called it, like the galaxy of the mind, right?
Yeah, the galaxy braining, yeah.
Whereas, like, Breece Hall was the guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't get Breece Hall, then who's the guy? Is it Travis Etienne? That's a name that a lot of people like. We did the Chiefs offseason roundtable, and that was the first name Cody Tapp said. He was like, Travis Etienne. And we're seeing that maybe there's, you know, like the Grinch's heart grew three sizes in one day. Maybe the Jets ownership's brain has grown three sizes in one day. And they're like, you know what, maybe with Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall and going and getting a quarterback, we can maybe build the foundation of this franchise and get somebody to patch over. Like, to me, that's where a Kirk Cousins makes sense. I don't think the Jets are ready to win now, but in next year's draft, if you were to take that quarterback in next year's draft, I mean, it's not going to be more out of Oregon. Obviously, we know that. But, like, maybe you take a guy like Trinidad Chambliss in next year's draft, and all of a sudden you have him paired with Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson. You built your defense in this draft where it's heavy, and they take a guy like Caleb Downs. Then all of a sudden you've started to build that nucleus, whereas the Chiefs have lost that nucleus because it's either A, aging, or B, it's been figured out. And now you've got to revamp that. And do you revamp that more with those positions in free agency or in the draft, especially if there's a guy at nine, if he does get that far? But from what I've kind of recapped over the last few days, I don't think Jeremiah Love's going to make it to nine. I think now Reuben Bain has that chance to fall to nine, whereas Jordan Love has a chance to rise to the top four.
Which, if that's the case, if that's what Brett Veach has garnered this week, then he needs to be, and I'm sure he is, talking to Jacksonville Jaguars GM, who's my age, right? He needs to be talking to the Falcons, or Tyler Allgeier is a free agent, so he doesn't need to be he needs to be calling Tyler Allgeier's agent. Like, those are the things that need to be figured out, because if Jeremiah Love's gone, then you shouldn't care. You should know what your running back plan is going into the draft, because if you think Jeremiah Love's going to be there, or if you really love him, then figure out the trade piece. Maybe it's McDuffie, you know, and we swap picks and you give us something like that. I don't know, but yeah, I think you have to have your running back plan figured out. Draft your defense. Get your offense in free agency.
Somebody says, I'm not against giving Brian Thomas a shot on his rookie contract. I'm completely against giving McDuffie for him. Feel like we could get him for much, much less. Maybe. Like, what do you give him your second? You give him pick 40? Would you do that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And
now we're
obviously
talking
something else.
Yeah, now I'm in on that, for sure.
Well, there's a nice person on the text line. As the roasts continue to come in as we wrap up this segment before we get into the Richer of the Week, which might just be me. First hour wasn't bad, and I'm quite the critic. Okay, that's fair. Somebody says, Dusty, what if I told you that Sum 41 is better than Blink-182? Now you're coming after my feelings, and I don't like that.
Love Sum, though. Great band.
Yeah, great. Somebody says, Dusty was so bad, I considered changing the dial to listen to SSJ breathe into the mic. That's two hosts getting thrown up.
BBL stinky.
Listening to you this morning, Dusty made me feel like you did when you got a $0 tip all night at Jackstack. Why did I even turn on the radio? Ouch.
Oh, that hurt me.
Oh, it's great. It's funny, though. It's all in fun. I deserve it.
Dusty's first hour, worse than C-Dot on the Kiss Cam.
That's tough.
C-Dot on the Kiss Cam or C-Dot at the Chiefs Cam?
Well, geek. Coming up next, Richard of the Week. We wrap this show up on a Friday. We love you. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Getting in too deep, but I'm trying to keep up above my head. You like that? You like that?
You like that?
Somebody says, you guys are great. Don't listen to those naysayers. Appreciate what you do. We appreciate you, but I deserve all the naysayers. Dusty from the 785 is officially eligible for Cody and Colt's Trash of the Day.
That's a good one.
Man. I also don't know what this means. Put Dusty back on after hours. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Start bench cut. Dusty, this morning, Eudora referee flopping or the freshman in that frat house raid? That was a scary scene. I don't know.
That was crazy.
That was weird. I thought that was like the Blair Witch Project. Weird. At first, I didn't know if it was real. And then I started getting in a rabbit hole and reading about it. I'm like, yeah, it's real.
Yeah, it's very real.
Did you hear about that story about that lady that was recently found after disappearing from her kids for like 50 years?
Whoa.
Yeah, so this mom tucked her kids into bed, said she was going to go Christmas shopping, never seen again. Just left the family. They found her.
Jeez.
And she said, please keep my name and location away from everything.
Damn.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Dusty's first hour was so bad, I'm going to start calling him the sports machine. Wowzers. Right cheer. All right. Rich of the week.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, so now we can roast Mac.
Now we can roast me. Absolutely. Open it up, baby.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
This is a, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? There is a famous coffee shop. That is my Richard of the week. Not going to say the name, but a favorite coffee shop. You know. Mac, they're selling 48-ounce buckets of coffee. Currently available in two states right now, but it is a 48-ounce bucket of coffee.
Hello, America.
No doubt about it. We do not need this. No one asked for this. Videos on the internet are surfacing. The New York Post took a video of a woman drinking from this 48-ounce bucket. You remember when you were a kid and it was Halloween season and you got your Happy Meal in one of those Halloween buckets? Same size, full of coffee. Look, if there's one person that doesn't need any excuse to get more energetic, it's me. And I drink 2.5 cups of coffee a day. So that's 15 ounces. I think a cup of coffee is considered like 6 ounces. So that's 2, 12, plus 3 is 15. Good math. Dusty's first hour was still not as bad as his math skills. So, hello, America. Goodbye, America. Why are we giving people 48 ounces? Not only that, it's like iced coffee. So it's sugar and cream and all this stuff.
That's ridiculous.
48 ounces of coffee in a bucket.
That's crazy.
That's like drinking Mountain Dew out of a Bubba jug. They are the same. And this coffee joint, Richard of the Week, for just inventing something that we never needed to be invented, 48-ounce bucket full of coffee. Hi, welcome to blank, blank, blank. How can I take your order? I'll do that 48-ounce bucket of coffee. Hopefully that guy's not farting in your ice.
Honestly,
pull forward. And
the best. 48 ounces of any liquid doesn't need to be a thing. Water?
Beer?
Boobs? Battlestar Galactica? I mean...
Beats. You mean 40 ounces of Irish ale?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Yes, maybe some beer on a Friday like today on the patio. Absolutely. But I mean, in one sitting, a jug of anything, like, it's ridiculous. But you know, I was that guy. 32 ounces of soda in high school all the time. All the time. 32 ounces. Get my 32 ounce. Get my 32 ounce.
Mmm. Somebody says Dusty's first hour was worse than the white guy rapping Eminem at the karaoke bar. Oof.
Oh, I missed that. Good. That sounds bad.
Somebody says, I don't know what's worse, Dusty on the radio or Jonathan India's 25 campaign. At least Jonathan India looked good.
Looked great.
You got a Rich of the Week?
Yeah, dude, it's actually one that we talked about. LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
Luka Doncic passes up a shot, probably should have taken it. And then he ends up passing LeBron James. He has to heave up a brick at the end of the game. They end up losing and choking out a game this week. This was LeBron after the game.
No, I'm not sure. I mean, obviously you have to ask Luka what he saw on that, but I thought he had a good look, and it looked like he kind of just lost his balance, you know, didn't have a rhythm with the ball, whatever the case may be. And it kind of allowed him to get back in front of him. You know, I was kind of off balance when he gave it to me. I thought he had a great look, but...
That's my POV.
Get
bent.
And he was kind of off balance when I gave it to him. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Kind of like Ray Allen from the baseline, or like Kyrie from the wing, or any of your other running mates. Anthony Davis from the wing in the bubble. Kind of off balance there when you couldn't hit the final shot, but it's all good. It's all good.
Can he just leave?
Yeah, dude, it sucks.
Like, have you seen The Spy Who Shagged Me, the Austin Powers movie? It, like, starts off, and they're trying to, like, kill him, and they're, like, this woman. They keep, like, throwing knives at her back, and then they, like, shoot her, and then they, like, fall from, like, a building, and, like, he's like, why won't you die? And it's like, why can't LeBron just, like,
with LeBron.
Yeah, like, why can't you just go away? Like, I don't think he's tarnished his legacy, but he's definitely, like, the worst thing we had with Jordan was like, man, stop playing basketball for the Wizards.
Yeah.
Like, it's just stop.
It's done.
But it was Jordan. Different time, right? No social media whatsoever, really, and no anything. But, like, that's a shot at Luka, dude.
100%.
It's 100%.
And this had a good look.
And this is Luka's team. And this is a total, I don't want to say narcissistic, because that's a tough word to throw out at somebody. But, like, this is a total, like, me movement. Like, this is, like, it's not his team yet. I'm going to be rough on him in the post-game press conference and, you know, sharpen him up a little bit. I don't know if you saw this, LeBron, but the owner of his team took the beer out of his hand celebrating a trip to the finals. I don't think it can get worse than that.
Yeah.
Or his GM, whoever it was.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm so tired of it. Like, you know, be the leader that you say that you are and be like, that was a tough game we lost. You know, we missed some opportunities. We, not he. And we move on. But yet this is now LeBron's thing. I mean, he combs his skin on top of his head. There's no hair there.
Mm-hmm.
He puts his players under the bus. That's Luka Doncic. That's arguably a top five player in the NBA. Maybe top three if you really want to get into it. We don't have to. We don't have enough time. But yeah, LeBron, just stop, man. Just go away. I'm done.
I don't know if he...
Who needs to go away more, LeBron or Aaron Rodgers?
Rodgers.
Yeah.
Rodgers. But LeBron's getting there. I will say, yeah, you're right. Tarnish his legacy yet? No, but like, I don't know. Like, the way I remember him will be a little bit differently. I always know he's the second greatest basketball player and the best athlete of all time. But yeah, like, I feel like because a couple years ago, because I've always been a LeBron hater, but I felt like in the early 2020s, it was like the opposite effect where he had finally like stayed long enough to where it kind of went the other way. It was like, oh, LeBron James, cool. You know, I know you got your bubble chip, but like, still fun, like out in LA, like you started to get this like different optimistic viewpoint, and now it's been 2 or 3 years since then, and we're back, and even worse before. It's like, nah, dude, I'm so out. And I was listening to Max Kellerman and Bill Simmons this morning. Funny enough, he said, "You asked me yesterday, is Jaylen Brown better than Luka?" And I was like, "That's hot, that's hot. I don't know about that." Max Kellerman, I was at Boston versus LA the other night, watching Luka and Jaylen Brown play. Jaylen Brown's a better basketball player. That's all I'll say. Jaylen Brown's a better basketball player. And they got in a big argument about that, or big discussion rather, really good discussion about what better means and what you're discussing, and if you're talking about winning or if you're talking about individual skills and what's that. And it was a fun discussion on what you talk about, because it's like Mahomes, he's the best quarterback, probably for skill and for winning. He's the anomaly, right? But then there's other guys like
Josh Allen.
He's, well, I was trying to think of a different sport. Like LeBron James, he was the best, but was he the most skilled? Like, no, Kevin Durant was a better offensive player than him. But LeBron James, better for winning.
Yeah, because I feel like Kevin Durant's narrative, his career, he was always the second best player, but it was unfortunate that the best player in the league was just far and away much better.
LeBron and then, yeah, Steph. He's like, all right.
Also, don't know whose impersonation was better, Max on Max Kellerman or Tom Watson on Jack Nicklaus.
When you play Augusta, all you have to do is hit six shots. You have to deal with six shots on the golf course.
Somebody says from the 913, I'm drinking a 44 Route 44 of tea right now. That's fine. Is it iced tea or is it sweet tea? Or is it a little half and half?
Is it really sweet tea?
Yeah, hopefully it's not really sweet. Dusty's first hour was worse than LeBron James's hairline.
I don't know if that's possible.
The roast of the Dustman continues, which is great. Richard of the Week goes to Cags and the abuse of a baseball of 120 miles per hour for the bat.
Damn
that
right.
Ball has a family.
Let's go.
Smash. Hello, America.
Oh, man, that was great. Somebody says 48 ounces of coffee equals 48 seconds to a bathroom dash. Somebody says you should drink 40 ounces of Mickey's all the time. Damn, that's tough.
Royals today at 2:05, speaking of Cags.
Yep.
And then they are, let's see.
Somebody says LeBron's best take was saying Bronny was as good as Cooper Flagg. Is that real?
I don't know if that happened.
Is that real?
I don't think that happened.
Oh. Dusty and Mac talking NBA should be illegal. Cool.
I watch Yeah. Not going to get rage baited. It's Friday. I watch NBA every week, though, but it's all good.
So, prediction on Saturday for Arizona-Kansas. You taking Darren Peterson and Bill Self on the road in Arizona, or are you taking the number two team in the league in Arizona? You want to know what the spread is?
Let me guess. It's Arizona by 6.5.
You think that's what, Arizona 6.5?
Yeah.
Terrible radio, like at 6 o'clock in
maybe
the morning.
Maybe 5.5. I'll stick with it. 6.5.
We got, well, the big ones tonight. Illinois is plus 2.5 at home, but Arizona, Kansas. Kansas is getting 8.5 points.
So I'll take the points. I will not take the money line on that.
You want to take the points in the under of 146.5 is plus 260. And you better believe anywhere and everywhere, BetMGM, DraftKings, whatever, FanDuel, there will be a boost. That'll be a dynamite game.
That'll be so great. See, when is that?
Saturday.
No, I know, but noon?
Three.
Okay.
Again, weekend predictions are brought to you by Circus Sports. It's sports betting the way it should be. CircusSports.com. We got some more roast coming in, Mac. That's that laugh. Tyler Thigpen, greater than Dusty. Wow. Dude, I'm drinking 240 ounces of OE tonight. Send pics of you drinking the beer.
Smash.
Not after you finished 240. Not after you finished 80 ounces. Men's wieners. Somebody says that's wrong. Texter Mac knows ball. He does.
Thank you, 785. Dusty does too.
Yeah. We broadcast some spring training games. The others can be found on our sister station at 1660 as well. Somebody says to take Flores overs. Is he going to be able to rebound against those Giants against Arizona?
Yeah, against Cravos or whatever. I don't know. But this is, I mean, yeah. When Jay talks about it, he talks about the top two defenders in basketball. We're going to watch them play each other, Cravos and Badunga. So that's exciting. Yeah, are you taking money line? I'm just taking points.
No, I'll take points on the road.
Yeah,
money line at home. But
money line at home every time.
Way to carry the show, Mac, from the 816.
Mac's awesome.
If Dusty drank 40 ounces of anything, he'd need a bladder surgery. That's correct. Dusty is the Brody Croyle of sports radio.
Oh, no.
Wow.
You know that feeling when you're standing in the grocery aisle staring at a wall of plastic-wrapped chicken and gray-looking ground beef? For years, that was my routine. I'd grab whatever looked fine enough, toss it in the cart, and then spend the rest of the week trying to season the life back into it because it was just bland. But then I tried Omaha Steaks, and it completely flipped my script on quality. The first time I pulled a vacuum-sealed steak from my freezer, I realized I'd been settling for store-grade when I could have had steakhouse-grade. It's the ultimate convenience. I don't deal with the what's-for-dinner panic anymore because I have a custom plan delivered right to my door on my schedule. No more food waste from forgotten fridge meat, just high-quality proteins ready to go. Plus, it's a risk-free move. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free EGO 56-volt battery when you buy a select EGO mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4-8. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Come on. I hope we weren't going to get there. When I heard Thigpen, I was like, don't do Croyle.
Oh.
Don't do Croyle.
Oh, yeah. Brody Croyle of Sports Radio. Hey, it was fun today, Mac. I love doing shows with us two every once in a while. Love the chemistry. Love the text line. Love to be self-deprecating. Love to be wrong in the first hour. But it's fun. No tea time today, text line. No tea time. I know. I get it. I got things I got to get taken care of. Going to Jamaica. Got to get a passport. Got some friends. Got to do all that. Love this song.
Wow.
We're even getting roasted.
No, this was awesome, man. Hope everyone has a great weekend. Spend some time outside. Get some vitamin D, baby.
Yeah. The only person who didn't get roasted is coming up from 10 to 2, and that's Drew Nixon, who Tom Watson said could break 100 at the Masters. Hey, we
Watson,
love you. We have fun. We'll talk to you on Monday. Go do something nice for somebody. You never know. Could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe, stay fine, stay groovy, enjoy this weather. Dusty Palko Likens. All right. That's the one. That's the one. Kiss my ass.
You know that feeling when you're standing in the grocery aisle staring at a wall of plastic-wrapped chicken and gray-looking ground beef? For years, that was my routine. I'd grab whatever looked fine enough, toss it in the cart, and then spend the rest of the week trying to season the life back into it because it was just bland. But then I tried Omaha Steaks, and it completely flipped my script on quality. The first time I pulled a vacuum-sealed steak from my freezer, I realized I'd been settling for store grade when I could have had steakhouse grade. It's the ultimate convenience. I don't deal with the what's-for-dinner panic anymore because I have a custom plan delivered right to my door on my schedule. No more food waste from forgotten fridge meat, just high-quality proteins ready to go. Plus, it's a risk-free move. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.